Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome you folks out for a beautiful afternoon. At least it's beautiful here in Austin, Texas, where I'm coming from. This is Gary L. Wimmer with Psychics Gone Wild. It is November 19th, 2013, and we are glad to have you folks with us tonight. For those that want to call in, the number is 773-897-6461. And when you dial that number, press 1, you will show up in the control room here, and you can make a comment or get a reading. My beautiful, enlightening, smart, wise co-host tonight is Peg Jones. And rather than me try to explain to you how about Peg, I'm going to let her tell a little bit about herself and what she's going to do and the information she may want from you. Peg, are you there?
Hi, Gary. I am here. Welcome, everyone who's listening. I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I help people to understand about their angels and how they can help them. I am also an author, and I have just had a book published in July of this year, and it's called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And I wanted to share today's message that was given to me from the angels that is in my book for today. And it starts out with the date, November 19th, and it starts out as, "Dear angels, what message do you have for us today? When you feel love for yourself or others, it brings you to your heart place. Your heart place is always in the same place, and you will find joy and peace there. Let the peace keep you calm, and let this calmness give you the clarity that you truly need. We all deserve peace, and we all deserve clarity." And with each message, I also have a journal exercise that you can do for each day, and that is, there are many different ways in which we can find peace for ourselves. We can do this through music, meditation, walking, jogging, singing, writing. Think about and journal about the ways you find peace for yourself. Today, I guess the theme is peace. And I guess with this crazy time of the year, peace is always good to find. For people that call in or people that in the chat, I would be glad to offer your message from my book for your birth date, and you can see how it may apply to you. I've been told by many people that there's been a lot of synchronistic messages for them on their birthday and any other day that they try looking at the messages. So I'll put that out there to people.
Well, thank you very much, Peg. We have people already bragging about you in the chat room. And to Angelic Whispers, yes, do call in. And to Jan and Steve, thank you all. And to all you folks, sometimes I don't get the chat room as much as I should. So if you're posting things and I don't respond, blame it on me. I just forget to go back and forth. So very good to have you all this afternoon. I wanted to speak a little bit about what I do. My name is Gary Wimmer. I started giving readings in the early 70s. using basically just regular playing cards and a little bit of tarot cards, a little bit of palmistry. But then in 1980, I met a lady, very gifted lady, who just recently passed over. She taught me a method called lithomancy. And I'm just going to play a little audio for you to explain what lithomancy is. It's a little more interesting than hearing me talk. It's got a little music in the background. So this is about lithomancy and also mentions a course we plan on teaching on it. So this is about lithomancy, folks.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
So that basically explains what lithomancy is. 16 stones dropped into a circle. And the way I will do it with callers today, and I always do with callers, is I hold the stones in my hand, charge them up, ask you to say drop whenever it feels appropriate, and I drop the stones and I read them from the center to the top around like a clock. And of course, I only do about 3-minute readings, so that comes out to about 15 seconds per week, so I can't be go into much depth. Both Peg and I can go into more depth on readings, and you can contact us by going to psychicsgonewild.com. You can also Google Peg Jones and Gary Wimmer, G-A-R-Y-W-I-M-M-E-R. Go ahead, Peg.
I'm at http://pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and I have some card reading offerings, and I'm also offering this week a year's reading for, I think, $44 for this week. And it can be done over the phone. It can be done in my chat room, or it can be done through email. I do not have something up on that on my website right now, but I'm going to be doing that today. And but you can email me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers, and I will settle with you there then. So that is.
And if you folks forget all that, you can always go to Peg on Psychics Gone Wild. She has her contact information and links there. And we're starting to get some callers in here, Peg, so let's start taking some calls. You interested in that, girl?
Sure, that sounds great.
And for those of y'all that sometimes had a comment about me talking to women, calling them girls, I mean it in a very endearing way. I'll try to say ladies or miss or something like that if it bothers anybody. But yesterday, a lady I was working with on the radio station said she thought it was cute. So obviously different opinions, but that being said, we're going to area code 917. 917, can you hear us?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Fine, fine, fine. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Tina, and I'm from New Jersey.
Tina, I was born in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Oh, that's right down the street. Okay, okay.
Hey,
I love New Jerseyan.
I went on Google the other day and looked at Florence Avenue near Muhlenberg Hospital and actually saw, I think, the house I was living in. I can't tell. It's more than 66 years now. But anyway, well, great to have you, girl. Would you?
66 years, you sound young. I was going to invite you to a party this weekend.
Hey, baby, I am young. To all you folks, you're as old as you think you are. So, yeah, I'm always feel young and want to be young. What we're going to do?
Absolutely. I would like to know what do you get from my boyfriend Michael, and my amazing boyfriend Michael, and our relationship.
About your boyfriend Michael?
Yeah, my amazing boyfriend Michael and our relationship.
Well, you know, I'm feeling there's a two of spades, so there's certainly power between you all. It feels like you're working some things out, some things from the past.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and that's real important because if you want to start on new footing, you have to clear out the debris. So that's a very healthy thing. That's a very healthy thing for you to be going through. Because as you go through that, just in the next couple days and week, you're going to start feeling more lucky. You're going to start feeling more love. You're going to start feeling more forgiveness. And that's going to put you all on a different track. It feels like a strong, powerful, potential relationship, but you have to work through these kinks. Boy, I hear a lot of noise in the background there. So.
Oh, no, I'm leaving. I'm a teacher. Now it's clear. No more noise.
Oh, okay, girl.
I'm off work now. Yeah.
Well, you're a teacher. Allow yourself to teach yourself about forgiveness and moving on and letting the past be, because no matter what someone said or did yesterday, they can change.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing I think is giving you hope. But you have to get a lot of the truth out. You have to really know where things are at, know where you stand. And sometimes, you know, I'm a guy. I know that guys sometimes we don't get as deep as women do. You know, we kind of skim over things and we forget things and we don't get it sometimes.
Yeah.
So you have to remind us and be brave at that, because that's what I feel like is going to put your relationship on a good spin and really open you up. And you're doing a favor to him, too, helping him open up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's
wow,
a win-win. When you bring someone else, you bring attention to someone else about something, you tell them they got a flat tire, you're helping them, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the short...
Yeah, well, do you see why he's been quiet? He's a little quiet. We get along very well. He's just a little quiet.
Well, I think he has a lot of, doubt, frustration, anger, lack of confidence. It's always kind of clawing at him, and that's something I think is very changeable. I think he can really come out ahead on this and turn himself around, but he has to recognize that it's his life, it's his process, and he can pull it off.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to let Peg add some more insights to that. Peg?
Thank you.
This is Tina.
Hi, Peg.
Hi. The card, I'm using the Ascended Masters cards, and the card that I got was Focus Upon Your Strengths. And kind of like what Gary was saying, you know, as a communicator, as a teacher, focusing on that, and like you say, your boyfriend's a bit shy, so maybe, thinking of ways to get him to talk, to open up. I'm hearing humor. He likes humor, and, maybe use some humor in your communication with him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, he's a comedian, so I know. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you, Spirit Guys. He is a professional comedian, so yes.
Oh, that's so funny. So
it is.
Oh, that's great. So focus on your strengths, you know, and if it's comedy that, you know, that he responds to, then, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be a clown, but I mean, I would, you know, maybe put it in a way that he can truly relate, you know. Sometimes, you know, you kind of have to be in their face to kind of get them to see things. And one of the ways is through humor. It's certainly better than anger, you know. So, and then maybe... Well, that will help him to open up, too.
Yeah, because but we live in a little, we live a distance, and he's a little quiet. So, yes, thank you guys for saying. I just didn't know because when he's on stage, he's, you know, entertaining people. I mean, he's just, you know, the center of attention. And then at home, he's so quiet. And I'm like, oh, God, he's two different people.
Yeah. Is he a Gemini?
No, he's a Sagittarius, but we're a day apart. So that's what I was doing at first. I was using humor. I mean, he makes me watch The Notebook and romantic, you know, movies. So I'm like, okay, I think this comedy is just a job for him.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, just coming out and saying something, you know, and seeing how we respond. Because Sagittarius are pretty blunt. Just see what happens. I have my book with me today, and if you'd like me to read your birthday message, I'd be glad to do that.
Oh, yeah, great. My birthday is 11/27.
Okay, so that's coming up. So the message today is, thank you, dear people, for all you have done in helping others to find their heart. There is just not one way to find the heart place. There are many different ways to get there. All ways are equal, but no one way is better than the other. Let your magic, knowing creative is your heart. What are some of the creative ways you can find your heart? Think about it. So I'm hearing creativity is kind of the word for you for today, you know, and maybe in finding creative ways to get your partner, you know, to communicate something you might want to work with. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Good, Tina. Tune back in. Let people know about the show, and you can always check about both Peg and I, Gary Wimmer, via Psychics Gone Wild, and you have a beautiful day, girl. Miss?
Thank you. Are you guys on every Tuesday?
Yes, we
are.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Tune back in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wanted to mention that we're about to get 111 up here, and for those of y'all calling in, we take them in the order. They call in, so 508-949-856 and 480. We're going to try and get to all of you. First, we're going to go to 111. Are you there, 111?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi. Yes. Hi, Gary. Hi, Peg.
Hi.
My name's Marissa. Hi.
What's
my birthday?
Crystal?
December. What?
What was your name again?
Marissa. My birthday
Marissa.
Is next month. Yeah, my birthday is next month, December 26th, and I was just wondering if you see anybody coming in for dating before that, or, you know, who's next coming in?
Peg, why don't you handle it? You got the date, and I'll maybe add some things. Up to you, Peg.
Okay. All right. So what was the date again?
December 26th.
Okay. So, December 26th. Okay. Listen to your heart today. What is it telling you? How do you feel about this? Can you do something to improve the situation? Is there something you need to do, or is there someone you need to call or write to? How can the feeling of bliss be put into your day? Maybe the bliss is already there. Maybe you need to go within some more. Ask the angels and your guides for help if you need assistance. Your heart will tell you what it is you need. Take away the sad feeling if you are feeling blue, or enjoy the feeling of joy that is in your heart at this time. You can ask the angels to show you the way, and they will help you. Asking yourself some of these questions can help you to become grounded and centered in your heart. It is important to be aware of all your feelings and not dismiss them as inconsequential. You aren't alone no matter what. Procrastination shows up in many ways. The angels say that when procrastination is dealt with, joy is felt, for you have no longer put off your task. Then you can relax and feel what it's like to have accomplished the issue or task that is needed to be finished. What task have you been putting off? That's the journal exercise. How can the angels help you with this? Think about it and journal about it. So that's your birthday message, and I'll pull the card for you. You're asking about a boyfriend, about meeting someone?
Is anybody coming in?
Have you just gotten out of a relationship?
No.
Okay, so it's been a while then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to use these cards. My ascended, my Okay. The card that I have is passion. Archangel Haniel, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So I think trusting in the fact that you do want to start meeting people. You know, Archangel Haniel encourages you to maybe, you know, take a class or something about, you know, as far as meeting someone or being out with friends. The holidays are coming. Kind of getting out there. You know, there's always that chance that you will meet someone, and but it's a matter of kind of, you know, doing the work too. But putting the intention out to the universe, you know, that you do want to meet someone, asking for guidance. Archangel Haniel is a very good angel to ask, because he's all about friendship and relationships. And also Archangel Shamil is to, you know, make sure that the cords from past relationships have been cut, and, you know, so that you can move ahead and, you know, just you know, get out there and meet someone. I really feel like you are going to meet someone within the next 3 to 4 months, between now and the next 3 to 4 months. But it's just a matter of, you know, having that intention out there. So I hope that helps.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
And Marissa, I was going to add a little bit. When Peg mentioned the word heart, I dropped the stones for you, because that's what the issue is about. And not only do I agree with what she said, but I feel like you're going through this period right now where you're going to come out of the next couple of weeks a lot more positive, inspired, creative, adventuresome, and so forth. And it's because you're going to process what you've learned and put it in the past. A bad boyfriend in the past doesn't mean you're going to have a bad boyfriend again.
Use your
creativity, your imagination. Imagine yourself being the most beautiful woman in the world, the most powering, the most loving, and go on that vibe. What do you got to lose? Think of yourself that way, and you're going to pull that attraction energy to yourself. You're going to confirm to the universe that God's on your side, and there's plenty of people who would love to be in love with you, and you're going to erase the doubt from the past. And I feel like by the third and fourth week, you're going to be on a completely different vibe. So work with what Peg suggested and what I suggest.
You
make yourself
3 or 4 weeks. You're saying,
yeah,
3 or 4 weeks from today?
I think 3 or 4 weeks from now, you're a completely different person. I really do. I think you're going through a lot of changes.
Yeah, because there's a couple of people, I guess, like someone I bumped into and somebody, you know, there's people that, it's just strange that
go out and date. You've got nothing to lose. Go out and meet people. Be flexible. Have a good time. Lighten up. That makes your energy very appealing.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to be alone. I guess I don't want to be alone for New Year's Eve again.
Well, you won't be. Lighten up and bring the right date. Imagine it happening. Make it happen.
You know, because imagine if you don't have a date for New Year's Eve, it makes you feel awful.
I know, girl, but that's 6 weeks away, and you can make it happen. Be confident.
But you're saying before then I'm going to be out with somebody.
I feel the next couple days you're going to really challenge yourself because of what you've heard to expand yourself. And I got a feeling that's going to help you erase a lot of the doubts. And by the third and fourth week, you've had a whole new thing of life. I dropped the stones. You've got the luck stone right in the center. Give yourself credit. Quit feeling unlucky. Start feeling inspired and beautiful. Go with it. You got nothing to lose. Be confident.
Because in the past, I met a lot of duds. You know what
I mean? Doesn't matter. Every lady meets duds. You know, it's part of the learning experience. But like I said, a bad boyfriend yesterday doesn't meet a bad boyfriend tomorrow. Think about that and go with what Peg and I suggested. Okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Be inspired, girl. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Gary and Peg, and have a great New Year. And Thanksgiving.
Let people know about the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you always go to Psychics Gone Wild and check out both Peg and I and find out what we do and what we're about. Okay, girl?
Okay, thank you so much. I'll keep you posted.
Now you're inspired. You sound better.
Yeah. At least I'm feeling better because it's pouring down here. So, you know, it's kind of gloomy out, and now you pepped up my spirit.
Good. You have a good day, girl.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, and Jan in the chat room has asked that I read her message, so I thought I would do that.
You got it, girl.
For September 17th, angels are around us, protecting us in every way. Open your eyes to all that the angels do for you on a particular day. Angels protect us in our space. They help us to heal our bodies and our emotions. They give us messages of love, and they help us to appreciate one another. They are full of love and help us to feel at peace. The angels will never give us a message which is upsetting or painful to us in any way. They help us create our dreams and put just the right people in our space to help us on our way. The angels help us to keep our space clear when we ask for their help. We have a guardian angel who is always with us. The angels will not forget us, but they will not force themselves on us. They will put little thoughts in our minds to help us on our daily journey. And the journal exercises, what messages have the angels given to you recently? Think about it and journal about it. So that is Jan's message. And I think Nina in Texas had a message or wanted a message, too. Was that March 17th, Nina? I just want to be sure. I think that's what she said. So, I'm not sure if Nina's still here. Okay, Nina's. Okay, you're welcome, Jen. I hope you enjoyed it. And is Nina's March 17th?
Not sure. Yes, she is. Jen and Steve said, yes, she is. Say my name. Yes, she is. Yes. Nina in Texas. Yes.
All right. So for March 17th, what messages do you have for us today? Dear children, consider the source of the messages given to you daily. Let all the peace and clarity be from your higher power and the angels. Let God always be the one who is speaking clearly to you. The angels will clarify the messages and help to share them. What colors do you see in the heart place? How can you help to make the heart place a place that is safe and loving? Finding this place is sometimes difficult. but know that it is there and that you can go there at any time. What really blocks you from being there are negative feelings and emotions. Ask your angels to help you to get to the heart place and feel the love, serenity, and peace that is there. What negative emotions and feelings block you from the heart place? How can the angels help you to release them? Think about it and journal about it. So that is your message, Nina.
Nina, hope that helps you, girl.
Yeah, I hope it helps.
We're going to move on to area code 508. 508, are you there?
Hi, yes. How are you?
Good. And who are we speaking with?
This is Jesse from Massachusetts.
Jesse from Massachusetts, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell you, we've got about 5 or 6 callers in here. And for time, I'll tell you what, Jesse, I'm going to do a reading for you, and we're going to give 949 to Peg, and then 846, 856 I'll do a reading, and 408 we'll give to Peg. And that'll bring us up to these 4 or 5 callers, and if more people come in, we'll try to squeeze more in. But does that work with you, Jesse?
Yeah, that works.
That work with you, Peg?
That's fine. Yep.
Okay. We're getting more people to call in, so we always try to get a little bit for everybody. Jessica, I can do a general reading for you or address some specific questions. What would you like? General reading will cover a lot of things.
I actually have a specific question.
Okay.
About a past relationship that ended about 3 months ago. So I just wanted to know if you saw that coming back together or if you saw that as the end of things.
I think it's coming back, but I think some time has to pass. It feels like there's been both good, bad, and ugly. Sort of all kind of happened. And the good is the reason that will attract you all back together. The bad and the ugly is sort of what has to be healed and let go of, because you're both strong-minded people, you know?
Yeah.
And you just kind of, run into each other, not by because you don't care. It's more difference in temperament and style and so forth. So I feel like the breathing room is good, because if you're destined to be together with the long term, and that is a choice, you know, there's a lot of souls we could connect with on this realm while we're here. There's a lot of potential soulmates. We connect with some. We may not meet the other ones in this lifetime. There's plenty of time in the universe. But if y'all choose to be together, and it's by choice, you want to have this fresh start without having to go back and go over the past again. And that means letting go of it. He has to let go of it. You have to let go of it. Remember the good. Remember the beautiful. Because that's going to inspire you not only personally on your own feelings of love and your own feeling of forgiveness and moving forward and being light, but it's going to open you up to the true power of love, which is indeed letting go, thinking big, dreaming, feeling inspired, and so forth. So it does feel like you all have a lot of things yet to deal with in this lifetime. But it may take some healing, may take some letting go, may take some and it's also kind of like who's going to call who first, who's going to open the door first again. That's sort of something
right.
You all have to kind of figure out between you. It's not for me to decide. But as you go through this next week and a half or two, start really exploring all these feelings so you resolve them, move forward, and see the direction you want to have. Because Venus and Mars are the top two stones I'm looking at as I just dropped these stones. And they're very... that's man and woman. That's relationship. That's love. And Pluto and the luck stone are very close. So the healing is going to bring you a lot of luck. Don't be afraid of the healing. Don't be afraid of the passage of time. Don't be afraid of letting go what hurts and remembering the best. Because we all got good memories and bad memories, and we torture ourselves with the bad ones, and we reward ourselves with the good ones. Does that make sense to you, Jesse?
Yeah, it does. Does
that help, girl?
It does. So do you have any sort of timeline of, how long we should wait?
Well, I feel like it's something, like I said, you're deciding, because both of y'all, in a way, want to reconnect today, but it'd be clumsy. So you're not going to do it. It's like I was saying a while ago, who makes the first step? And it's not for me to decide how quickly. But if you investigate yourself over the next week and a half to two, you're going to know about how you feel about love, and I'm only reading for you, and that allows you to know when you want to be available, whether you want to open the door, how much, and so forth. Because if he called you tonight and you didn't want to talk tonight, he'd probably be 6 months before he'd call you again or something, and vice versa. So clear yourself out first. He's doing the same.
Okay.
But clear yourself out and trust that you will feel when you want to call or when you want to let him call. But don't be afraid of kind of clearing out some of the past. It's going to put you on a better path individually and concerning this relationship. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I'm going to let 949, Jesse, be sure and tune back into the show. Let people know what we do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And
to
all you folks, you can listen back on the archives and you can hear exactly what Peg and I have discussed. So, and this is area code 949. I'm going to let Peg talk to you. 949, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Selena.
Selena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Selena.
Hi. I'm doing good. I just basically wanted a general read. I wanted to see what was coming up for maybe the month of December or January.
Okay.
Well, you...
I can do that. Let me see. I'm trying to think what cards I'm being told to use. Use these, I guess. Okay. I'm using the Ascended Masters cards, and the card that I picked was Follow Your Heart, and the Ascended Master is Saint Francis, and his life is all about that. You know, his life was following his heart, doing what he wanted to do despite what others had to say. I feel that you also are being encouraged to kind of follow your heart, to do what you feel in your heart that you would like to do, you know, whether it is, you know, something creative or it's something in what you believe, meaning spiritually or, just like if there's something that you really want to do, you know, to truly follow your heart and to know that you are being inspired to do this. And you might want to look up St. Francis to see what his life is all about, but he basically did that in his life, and I feel like you're being encouraged too. And if you would like, I would be glad to offer you your birthday message taken from my book.
Okay. My birthday is 6/17/1962.
Pardon me?
It's 6/17/1962.
Okay. 6/17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and the message is, hello, dear children. We want to speak about the light that you shine when you are in your truth. Your truth tells the world, I am me, and I will not be swayed by you unless your truth is close to my truth. I respect your truth and understand your truth, but it is not my truth. So please respect me as I respect you in all that I do, in all that you do. Letting your light shine as you let others shine their light is a form of peaceful respect for all. We ask this of all of you because respect of one another's truth is the way to peace. In this way, we say we are of all one mind, yet we have different ways of expressing it. What was an experience you had when your truth was not accepted by another? How did you feel about this truth, and were you able to let the differences be accepted and respected? Think about it and journal about it. And I feel like the card and the message go one in one. And so I hope that helps.
A little bit confused. I don't know. I don't understand what's going to be happening in the month of December and January, though. I know. You're saying that I need to just pursue something? I don't get it, what I was supposed to pursue. Something creative, is that what you're saying?
whatever it is that you would like.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I hope that helped.
Okay.
Thank
you. Selena, I just wanted to add one thing. I kind of dropped the stones for you. It feels like you're going through a period right now where you're really constructing your whole belief system right in the center. You have to see Saturn. And that's going to help you just in the next couple of weeks of having a new feeling about yourself, about love, about plans, about directions. So just because you don't know it today, as you reorganize your thoughts, your priorities, things you do on a daily basis, you're going to find yourself more inspired in the next week and a half or two. And I have a feeling there's a lot of good surprises and luck for you coming in by the third and fourth week that's really going to open up you your life even more. So don't worry about what you've been through. Think about where you're going, like Peg said. You've got an open field ahead of you. Trust yourself. You got a lot of luck coming, girl.
Yep.
Okay.
Believe in it.
And it's kind of like... the world is your oyster. Yeah, you know, just go for it and, you know, enjoy it.
Okay. Well,
so
thank you.
Have a great day and have great holidays.
Okay. Thanks.
Amen.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Selena.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, to all you callers, you can listen back on the archives. You can listen back to what we said. And you can also check out Peg and Gary Wimmer on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a couple more callers here. We're going to try and get them all. Just to make it expedient, I will give a short reading to area code 856. And then to get everybody in, I'm going to let 111 go to Peg. 856, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, do you want to have a general question or do you want a general reading or what?
Yeah, I'd like a general reading.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I use these 16 stones, and just to let you folks know, we're going to get, next we're going to get 480. You've been here for a while, and we will get you on, followed by 111, and that's as far as I can see right now. But Laura, what I do is I use these 16 stones, and I'm going to charge them up, get them in my hands, and they feel nice and warm, and all you have to do is say drop. And I'll read the pattern for you over the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop, baby, the magic starts.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're in a situation right now, it feels like you're dealing with things in men as well, as direction. And within the first week or two, you're going through a lot of changes right now where you're... like stretching your bounds on one area and trying to consolidate energy on another. And this means you're learning a lot of things that give you security and familiarity and so forth, but you're also ready to break out of a lot of old patterns. And that's what's very good for you. Because as you go through this first week here, sort of challenging yourself, being unafraid, being experimental, you're going to find by the second and third week, not only are you getting good direction about things, but the way you feel about your home, the way you feel about your life, the way you feel about how your places and your direction in life are all working together rather than being a little bit here, a little bit there, maybe headed different directions. So there's a lot of consolidation of principles, plans, and direction because in the first week and a half or two, you're starting to think real experimental, you know, but think outside the box, be brave. Now, this is bringing you a lot of luck. And it's helping you really organize and plan fresh strategies for your life and for how you feel about love. So from about the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, the new foundation you've created for yourself is going to really make you feel alive again in a very good way. Sometimes we have to have pauses. If we don't give them to ourselves, life will give us a pause, so we'll have time to sit back and breathe and reevaluate. And those are not always... bad things. So even though you've got a lot of activity you have to take care of and responsibilities and so forth, allow yourself to see what this is about. And it has to do with learning, liberating, getting the patterns to work you like and letting go of the patterns that defeat you, such that by the third and fourth and fifth week, you're really opening up this lucky cycle for yourself and you really have organized things that are very favorable to yourself. And that's going to give you this feeling of love from about the eighth to the 12th week on and healing. It's going to lead to good long-term commitments, both personal as far as you feel about yourself and professional and love commitments. So reevaluating things about your energy and about men and about the way you feel in the first week or two is going to serve you real well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Well, good, girl. We're always hoping it does. That's really the intention. Do you have something quick to add to that, Peg?
Let's see. I'm seeing positive change. You know, and I feel like you have your focus on that already, and it's giving you validation and saying to proceed with your positive change and making things the way that you would like them to be. So I hope that that helps.
Okay, sounds good.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're probably on a better, more exploring, more revealing cycle than you realize. So open yourself up to the powers of your heart and your mind and your spirit and be fearless. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day, girl.
Yep,
or I shouldn't
too.
Call. Yeah, I hope you're not offended. I call women girls sometimes. I think it's endearing. Some don't. So it's men in a complimentary way.
I'm not into that political correctness. Don't worry about that.
All right, Laura. You have a good day.
Thanks.
And stay politically incorrect.
That's right. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Now, the next caller is 111, and the interest, excuse me, I'm going to take this next caller. He's been here for a while. 111, get right with you. This is 480. 480, you with us?
Yes.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy, I'm going to let Peg put a little bit of her magic on you. I can't type and talk at the same time, so I'm trying to type your name here. Peg, why don't you give Nancy a little of what you're feeling about her magic.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. How
are
you? Hi.
Good.
Did you have a question on something specific?
I do. I recently, I would say back in April, got a hold of my high school best friend, and
uh-huh.
I was kind of excited that I was able to find her. And hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. And at first, we kind of emailed a little bit back and forth, but I email and I don't hear from her anymore. So, wondering, was she just excited now she's done, or just busy, or will we become friends again? Where's it going to go?
Okay. Have you tried to get in touch with her over the last couple of months?
Yes. I do continue to email her.
Uh-huh, and she doesn't respond?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see what they say. But when you met up with her, I mean, it was a good.
I've only talked to her on the phone.
Okay. Okay.
But no, it was very good, or at least in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing, you know, that people do get busy. I mean, we all know that. People can get
right.
really busy in their life, and they just may not have time to respond. I'm hearing that, you know, if you could somehow call her again, to see how things are, you know, just to say that, you know, you wanted to get in touch with her and to touch base again with her, and, you know, just to see how she was doing, you know, and hoping that everything is okay, and, you know, and for her to let you know so that you do know. I'm hearing that, you know, keeping that communication up and... If you find that you're not hearing from her after a while, then maybe, you know, she just is not able to, you know, just stay in touch at this time. But I'm hearing to, you know, to kind of go, you know, to kind of speak with her again and just see, you know, kind of go out on a limb and just ask one more time.
Okay.
You know, and just, you know, just hope for the best. And, you know, I know that I have gotten in touch with people from my past, and, you know, sometimes people, you know, at the time they're, you know, when you did know them, it might not have been a good time for them, or they have just, you know, have totally moved on in their relationships and interests, you know. So.
And that's what I was calling about, to know if she's moved on in her interests, or where she's going with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the best way is to ask, you know, or to, you know, leave it open that you are interested in maintaining the friendship, but, you know, that's whatever happens, happens, you know. So, yeah, that's...
So you can't see if she's moved on or just busy?
The angels don't really tell me that. They don't really tell me, you know, about another person, but they do tell me how... you know, possibly you can find out. So that's all about. And you know, that happens in life. People move on, people change, and you know, we just, you know, they were in our lives for a reason at the time, and you know, for whatever reason, you know, it may not continue. So so I hope that helps. And
okay.
Did you want me to read your birthday message from my book?
No, that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Nancy, you have a good day, girl. Hope that helped you out. And we are going to 111111. Are you there, 11111?
I am here. Thank you.
Yes. Who are we speaking
Hi,
with?
My name is Melissa, and I don't have a specific question, just whatever spirit would like to tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we've got about 7 minutes here, and as far as I can tell, you might be the last caller. I'll do you a short reading, and then we'll let Peg compliment that, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, the way I do readings, I've used 16 stones, some through Pluto, 6 on life, and I charge them up in my hand, and I'm dropping into this little strip of leather that represents a clock, basically. And when they get right, nice and warm, which they're beginning to, all you have to do is say drop, Melissa, whenever it feels good to you. So whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what
drop.
I see for the next couple of months. You're ready to go. You are. In fact, being ready to go is exactly what I see here. You're doing a lot of organization, planning, restructuring things, looking towards new commitments, whether it's business or personal. And part of your looking back at things in the recent past about both where you were lucky and maybe where you got things, where things were a little haywire, they're both adding to your knowledge here just in the first week or two about how to not only direct your energy, but it feels like things with men and with relationships and with changes and plans about place and so forth. But as you go through this first week and a half or two, you're going to see yourself getting a lot of... new, like a new brand of strength, a new brand of determination. And that's going to not only heal some of these issues and get some of this confusion cleared out to where you can really like see the road ahead more clearly. It's also going to help you let go of a lot of the sort of the problems that we see, the conflicts that we want resolution toward, letting go of the past, feeling a big transformation effort. And that's what I feel like is so powerful for you in the second and third week, is just a complete retransformation of yourself, which you're starting now because of the way you're organizing and planning and seeing how you want commitments to work. And by the third and fourth week, when you get this new view of yourself that's really updated, that has a lot of the past sort of put where it belongs in the past, you have this whole new feeling of relationships and balance and abundance and creativity and spirituality return to your life. And it doesn't take 5 weeks to happen. It feels like you're doing it in the first couple of days and week. But by the fourth and fifth week, it's almost like you've created a new plan for yourself, a new belief system, new levels of confidence, new ways you feel about relationships and love and people you care about. So it's sort of you've done your practice and now you're playing your symphony. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, there's just a lot of expansion for you as far as love, as far as happiness, as far as feeling like your life is really restructured in a way that's updated, giving you the advantage, opening up new possibilities. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, because of what you're planning and because of what you're letting go, it's going to start this, you've got the magic stone, Mercury, the sun stone, moon, and a luck stone all pointing toward, and Neptune all pointing toward this 9 to 12 week period, which is going to be very inspirational for you. You're going to have a lot of like long-term plans come into play. You're going to see the direction you want to go on the long term. And it starts by getting the short term, the immediate, organized in a very refreshing way, in a very modernized way. So again, believe in yourself, not the past, but where you're going in the future. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Absolutely.
Good, good, good. Well, I'm going to let Miss Master Peg Jones add to that then. Peg?
Okay, and the card that I pulled was Detached from Drama. And it's a Ascended Master's card, and the Ascended Master is Pallas Athena. And she was a very powerful goddess, I believe, Greek goddess. And the picture that I see in this is that it's like she's facing to the left and her arm is up. And it's like, you know, stopping the drama, you know, stopping the drama in her life, you know, with relationships, with work relationships, with romantic, with friends, and it's almost as if, you know, just completely detaching it and just, you know, kind of stepping out of it and not dwelling on it, you know, or getting in deeper. And I feel like as a compliment to Gary's reading, it's almost like, you know, kind of going with what you are feeling about certain situations and not what other people think or say or do, and, you know, being your own person and proceeding with what it is that you would like to accomplish. So I hope that helps.
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Right. Can you do the birthday one, too? Do you have time?
Sure. And
yes.
What is your... Eight, four... Six.
Got about a minute and a half.
Okay, four, 4-6.
Okay. All right, I will. Okay, it's fairly short. Gear up for some interesting ways of staying in your heart place. Sometimes we get to the heart place and we don't stay for long. The angels feel that if you read some ideas, you will try staying in the heart place a little longer. To stay there, listen to music and do some meditation. And there's other ways such as writing, poetry, and journaling, or just writing. Being with children who have a good time, doing a fun activity can help you to be in your heart place too. So the journal exercise is to write a letter to your angels and write back from your angels as to what would like to have accomplished. So I hope that helps.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Oh,
have
Melissa,
a great holiday.
If we can inspire someone, it makes our day.
Thank you. Wonderful.
You,
I feel happy. Thank you.
Play it forward, my dear. Pay it forward.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Bye.
Well, we're so glad to have you folks out tonight. Be sure and check on Psychics Gone Wild. You can find more about Peg. You can find more about me. And if you want to tune into my show Thursday night, blogtalkradio.com/GWIM, A Second Eternity. It's a pleasure to be with you, Sister Peg, and we will talk to you next week. Okay, my dear?
It was very nice being on the show, and you have a great week. And everyone
you
else,
too.
And thanks for coming, everyone.
God bless you, folks. See you next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye.